From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Syrians continue to suffer despite talk of a ceasefire. More than 140 people were killed, nearly 200 wounded in multiple suicide bombings in Syria. Sunday's attacks in Damascus and Homs were claimed by the Islamic State. In Amman, Jordan, Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced a provisional agreement made with Russia for a ceasefire across the country.
The modalities for a cessation of hostilities are now being completed. In fact, we are closer to a ceasefire today than we have been. And I take nothing for granted about this. A cessation of hostilities is possible over the course of these next hours.
His comments came after conversations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Russia, however, says it will not stop its airstrikes in support of pro-government forces. President Bashar al-Assad said Saturday he's prepared to accept a truce as long as the opposition doesn't take advantage of a lull in the fighting. The main rebel coalition said it's prepared to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia halts its airstrikes, sieges are lifted, and humanitarian aid allowed in. At least 10 people have been killed in a powerful cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday. Cyclone Winston was a Category 5 storm with winds reaching 300 kilometers per hour. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Sunday praised the peaceful holding of elections in Central African Republic, calling on the country's leaders to maintain a constructive atmosphere. Saturday, the Electoral Commission announced former Prime Minister Faustin Archange Touadéra won the February 14th presidential runoff with another former Prime Minister, Anicet Georges Dogou-Gweli. Mr. Touadéra has vowed to unite the country torn by years of sectarian violence. This is VOA News.